Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and by that intro, that means it's holiday time. If you don't celebrate Christmas, it doesn't matter what denomination you are, happy holidays to everybody. Now, again, thanks for being a member. I deeply appreciate it. We don't have a Christmas episode for Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok, but I do want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, all that good stuff, and I'll see you guys next week. Today's episode, like I said, is going to be Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date's April 16th, 1952, and the title is A Snap for Snooper. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for being a member.
Cereals presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hiya, folks! Hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Cause here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that great new cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story of A Snap for Snooper. Partner, you want to be the first in the gang to see Kellogg's All-Star Breakfast Show down at the grocery store. Yep, all of Kellogg's cereal packages have been changed, and they're all on display at the store. It's a real show to see what all these new packages look like. Why, they've got pictures on the fronts and cutouts, games, stories, or other interesting things to read or do on the backs of the packages. Now, be sure and look at them the next time Mom sends you to the store. And say, remember to ask her if you can get a package or two of those swell-tasting Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his saddle partner and deputy Jingles were riding southeast out of Colorado when a passing scout gave them a message. When the scout was finished, Wild Bill and Jingles checked their guns and rode fast toward the town of Bluefield and the action-packed adventure, A Snap for Snooper.
Bill, this little town of Bluefield looks too peaceful to be harboring outlaws.
I've always picked a quiet town on purpose sometimes, Jingles.
Yeah, I reckon you're right. Where are we headed?
For that general store up there to your left. Ease up, Buckshot boy.
Ooh. Slow down now. Ho, Joker. Walking's easier. This one, Bill?
Yeah. Ooh, Buckshot. Up by that hitching reel, boy.
That's it, Joker. Bluefield General Merchandise. If you want it, we got it. If we ain't got it, we'll get it. That's a real good sign, Bill. It says, Jonathan J. Jones, proprietor.
That's the man we want to see. Let's go in.
Hey, you know, my name's Jones, too. Maybe this here's some kind of kinfolk.
You go around claiming counterfeiters for kinfolks, partner?
Counterfeiter?
That's what I said. Now, you let me do the talking.
Hey, there's an old gent waiting on that lady, Bill.
Yeah. We'll wait till she goes.
Look at that silly hat.
Jingles.
Looks like a rooster scratching in the hay mow.
Quiet.
Now, that'll be all you want, Miss Shucks?
Oh, right over here on this counter. Oh, howdy-do.
Howdy, ma'am.
Morning, ma'am.
I'll be right with you, Jen.
Now, Jonathan, I want a packet of them hairpins, the gold ones. They look so pretty against my gray hair, don't you think?
Yes, ma'am.
And two of them red and black hat pins to hold my hat on. When it's windy, the rooster almost flies out of the hay mow.
Jingles?
I'm sorry.
Hey, that'll be all, Miss Shucks?
Yes, I'll just put them in my handbag and go, so you can wait on these handsome strangers.
Well, thank you, ma'am. You're right pretty, too.
Hey, that'll be $2.85 altogether.
Just write it down, Jonathan.
But, Miss Shucks, I've been writing it down for a long time. Already, you
Well,
owe me...
now, don't you worry about it. Not a bit. I'm coming into a fortune. My lawyer, Mr. Tate, said so.
A fortune?
How come?
My great uncle Corny in St. Louis died and left me all his money. Mr. Tate said I should get it by tomorrow.
Your uncle Corny Shucks?
That's the one, rest his soul. He was a kind man. And when I get his money, I'll pay up my bill and buy everything in your store. Maybe tomorrow afternoon. Bye now.
Bye. And mighty glad to hear about the news. Yeah, mighty glad. If I get what she owes me. And now, gents, what can I do for you?
Well, Mr. Jones, I'm Bill Hickok, United States Marshal. This is my deputy, Jingles.
Wire, Bill Hickok?
And Jingles, howdy.
Well, now, this is a right big honor. What brings you to Bluefield?
We're looking for some counterfeiters, Mr. Jones.
Counterfeiters?
That's what Bill said, and the trail starts with you.
Jonathan, I want some pipe tobacco. I'm in a hurry.
You know where it is, Tate. Get it yourself.
Get it myself? What kind of a storekeeper are you? No wonder you ever make any money.
I'm a good storekeeper, and I ain't in no hurry to make money. I'll get you back here and leave two bits on the counter. Oh, by the way, here Miss Shucks is coming in the money.
There she is, a fortune.
Then see that she pays my bill first.
She'll pay it. There's your 25 cents. Someday we'll have another store in Bluefield, and you won't be so lazy.
Well, now, ain't he a cocky hyena?
Thinks he owns the town. Come here about 4 months ago and hung up his lawyer shingle. I don't like him. Ain't comfortable and friendly. Don't hurt folks to be friendly.
He seems to think that Miss Shucks is getting her fortune all right.
Maybe, but if he gets his hands on it, I wouldn't count on getting my bill paid. Now, what about them counterfeiters?
I have a report that some bogus banknotes came from your store, Jonathan.
Well, I ain't never noticed none.
I want to put Jingles to work in your store to keep a check on the customers who trade here.
Why, sure. I could use some more help. Gives me more time for setting by the stove.
Good. Now remember, tell no one. If this got out, we might miss our man for sure.
Hey, what's that?
Hello, I guess I fell off the shelf again.
Hey, Bill, it's a little boy.
Yeah, Wild Bill, I heard every word you said, and I'm a good detective. Don't you worry, Grandpa. I'll help Wild Bill run down those black-hearted cowfitters and bring them to justice.
Did you hear that, Bill? He's going to help us. If that don't mean a hat full of trouble, I'll eat that fancy bonnet Miss Shucks was wearing right down to the last feather.
Say, did you see what I saw? Kellogg's on display. In brand new boxes, bright and gay, these famous cereals come your way. Go see this eyeful, the Kellogg's All-Star Breakfast Show.
Has a cheerful look.
And a lift for you.
Start you up with a hoop-de-doo. Kellogg's for breakfast and a happy, happy day.
Kids, did you see what I saw? Did you see the new boxes that all 10 of Kellogg's different cereals come in now? They're the All-Star Breakfast Show. See them all at your grocer's today.
Did you see what I saw? The Kellogg's All-Star Breakfast Show.
And while you're looking over Kellogg's all-new picture packages, remember to buy a supply of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it. Sugar Pops are tops. Eat them right out of the box, just like candy. Or out of the bowl with milk. Are they ever good? I'll say.
Say, did you see what I saw? Kellogg's on display. In brand new boxes, bright and gay, these famous cereals come your way. Go see this eyeful, the Kellogg's All-Star Breakfast Show.
Has a cheerful look.
And a lift for you.
Start you out with a hoop-de-doo. Kellogg's for breakfast and a happy, happy day.
Just when Bill was telling Jonathan to keep the word about the counterfeiters a secret, a crash of pots and pans brought a little boy right to their feet. He'd heard it all, and Jingles predicted plenty of trouble.
I'm sorry, gents. This is my grandson, Snooper. Keeping something from him is like trying to hide a thunderstorm.
Sure, I'm Snooper Jones. I was going to be a famous detective like the Pinkertons, but now I'm going to be a fearless U.S. Marshal like Wild Bill Hickok.
Well, Snooper, the first thing you have to learn is to keep your mouth closed and your eyes open.
Yes, sir. You got to see everything and tell nothing. That's the first rule.
Oh, I know that. You going to let me help you, Wild Bill?
I sure am, Button. You can come along with me right now and show me around the town.
Oh, now, Bill, ain't you going to take me with you?
No.
Oh.
You stay here and help Jonathan, partner. And watch for anybody spending $10 and $20 banknotes. Come on, Snooper.
Oh, doggone it anyway.
Where do you want to go first, Wild Bill?
All right, Jingles. You're going to be a clerk for me. You can start with putting those pots and pans back on that top shelf.
Now, ain't this a fine job for a partner to Wild Bill Hickok?
Don't do you no good to grumble. Now, here. You better use this stepladder to climb up there. You'll never reach it.
Yeah, you better stand there and hold it steady.
Me? Stand under you while you're climbing? No, sir. If you fell on me, there'd be nothing left but a grease spot. Put them big pots on the left of the frying pans.
The ladder's shaking. Now hold it steady.
Now watch out what you're doing up there.
Hold that ladder. I'm putting hell.
Now see what you went and done. Bent one of my best frying pans.
No, Dad, blast your old frying pans. Wish I'd never seen this doggone old store.
Hey, Jingles, there's a stranger. You better wait on him. I'll hide in the back room.
No, I don't feel like waiting on nobody.
Well, I ain't got all day, Fatty.
Fatty, now don't you go calling me that.
Then get moving. I want 2 boxes of slugs for this colt peacemaker.
All right, you don't have to be so dadgum ornery about it. Let's see. Here they are. That'll be $1.50.
Got change for a tenner?
Tenner? Hey, yeah, give it to me.
There, make it fast.
The tenner good, stranger?
Huh? You looking for trouble, big boy?
No, but a Jasper in such a hurry buying gun slugs don't make me real trusting.
Well, I'm going to teach you to be more trusting right now.
You ain't teaching me nothing, mister.
I'm teaching you plenty, like this.
And here's a lesson for you.
That's the last one, your throat.
Nope, I got one left, mister. Now get up and get out of here, you ornery horned toad. From now on, watch out who you pick fights with. Next time, I'm liable to hurt you some. You heard me, now get out.
All right, I'm going. But the next time you see me, you better draw fast, you big walrus, or I'm going to ventilate your hide. And don't you forget it.
Well, I wish Bill could have been here to see me handle that Gila monster. I sure fixed him good.
Jingles, what happened? That ain't no way to treat our customers.
Oh, but Jonathan, he gave me a $10 banknote.
He did? Where is it?
Right here in my pocket.
In your pocket? What do you mean, putting my money in your pocket?
Now harness your temper, you old weasel. Oh, I'm just saving it for Bill to look at. I wish you'd hurry back.
Well, while you're waiting, you can clean up the store. Now get at it.
Town playing detective.
Yeah, well, maybe I solved your mystery for you myself.
How's that, Jingles?
Well, it was like this, Bill. This Jasper comes in here to buy slugs, and he gives me a $10 banknote. I got it right here in my pocket.
Hold it, Jingles.
Oh, now, doggone it, what does she want?
Snooper, go wash your ears.
Oh, I never have any fun.
Oh, Jonathan.
Here I am, Miss Shucks.
Jonathan, I told you I got my money, a fortune, and I've come to pay my bill. How much is it? See, I've got $50 right here.
Well, now, I'm right glad to hear it, Miss Shucks. Your bill is $43.30. I will forget the 30 cents.
Well, there you are. Oh, dear, that takes almost all he gave me. So I'll just have to go back and get some more.
Congratulations, ma'am.
Yeah, congratulations. Sure is good to see somebody get a lot of money.
Yes, it is nice, isn't it?
Well, here's a change, $7.
Oh, it's so much fun to be rich. I'll come back and buy that blue ostrich feather when Mr. Tate gives me some more money. It'll be just a few minutes.
Then I'll shake the dust out of the feather while you're gone.
I'll be right back.
Bill, she sure is happy about that money, ain't she?
Yes, she is, Jingles. What'd she pay you with, Jonathan?
$2 $20 banknotes and $10, Bill. Here they are. But you don't think she's got anything to do with it, do you?
You never can tell who's passing bogus money. Well, the 10 looks all right. There's 20. Hey, wait a minute.
Find something, Bill?
I sure did, partner.
Gee, what'd you find, Wild Bill?
Snooper, I told you to go wash your ears.
Oh, but gee whiz, I was just detecting, Grandpa. And looky here. She dropped her handkerchief. That's a clue, Wild Bill. I'll bet she's the counterfeiter.
Hold it, Button. Hold it. We got a lot to find out yet.
Yeah, and Miss Shucks ain't no more a counterfeiter than I am. Now you just take that handkerchief and scoot after her.
Oh, I sure will. I know where she's going.
And remember, Button, eyes open, mouth closed.
I got you, Wild Bill. You can depend on me.
Now, Bill, what was you saying you had found out with those banknotes?
Just this, Jingles. The 10 and 120 are both genuine. But the other $20 note is a phony.
It is? Oh, Bill. Hey, here's the one that mean Jasper gave me while you were gone. Take a look at this one.
All right. Well, now, this sure puts a brush across our trail, partner.
What do you mean, Bill?
This $10 bill you gave me is counterfeit, too.
Who's that? Dex. What did you come here for? You're still wanted.
Now, take it easy, Tate. I'm getting tired of hiding out. I want my cut from the money now.
Well, it won't do you any good to threaten me with that gun. If you shoot me, you'll get nothing.
Well, how long is it going to take that shuck's name to pass them bogus bills I made for you?
I don't know, but I'll do... Wait, here she comes now. Put that gun away and sit down.
Mr. Tate, I'll have to come back for some more of my money. I paid the bill at Jonathan's store and... Oh... That man, I've seen his face.
Yeah? Where have you seen it, sister?
Dex, sit down. Now, he's just a client of mine, Miss Shucks. Here's more money.
I know where I've seen his face, on a poster in the post office. He's wanted, that's what he is.
Now, you hadn't ought to notice that, Miss Shucks.
Dex, no, put away that gun.
What are you going to do? You give me my money, I'm leaving.
You ain't going nowhere, sister.
No, Dex.
Oh, Miss Shucks. Your handkerchief back at Grandpa's store.
Hey, who's that kid?
Oh, Snooper, am I glad to see you.
Hey, what's he doing with a gun? What's going on here?
None of your business, kid.
That man's wanted, Snooper. He was going to shoot me.
Wild Bill Hickok will take care of him. Come on, Miss Shucks, run.
Hey, you two ain't going nowhere. Now stop.
Let him go, Dex.
Why, you lame brain jughead. Now we're in for it.
It's worse than that. You heard that kid say Wild Bill Hickok? The marshal must be in town.
Yeah, we better get out of here.
Not just yet. She paid a bill with one of those phony $20 banknotes. I've got to get it back.
No time for that.
If I get it back, they've got no evidence to convict us. Now, you go bury the plates in the printing press. I'll go get that banknote from old Jonathan. I'll meet you at the bend of Sandy Creek.
What about Hickok?
If I get a chance, I'll take care of him in the bargain. It'd only take one well-aimed shot in his back.
The Kellogg's All-Star Breakfast Show
has a cheerful look.
And a lift for you.
Start you up with a hoopy-doo Kellogg's for breakfast and a happy, happy day.
It's lots of fun seeing how Kellogg's have changed the looks of all their cereal packages. Now, you'll want to see them all. They're all different. New pictures on the front, new games, cutouts, stories, things like that on the package backs. Next time you go to the store for Mom, go look at what's happened to all the Kellogg cereal boxes. Tell Mom that all of Kellogg cereal boxes have been changed. Next time she buys groceries, ask if you can go with her so you both can look over the new Kellogg's boxes. And when you're at the store, buy a couple of packages of those swell-tasting Kellogg sugar corn pops.
Say, did you see what I saw? Kellogg's on display in brand new boxes, bright and gay. These famous cereals come your way. Go see this eyeful. The Kellogg's All-Star Breakfast Show
has a cheerful look
and a lift for you.
Start you up with a whoop-de-doo Kellogg's for breakfast and a happy, happy day.
When Snooper let the fact that Wild Bill Hickok was in town slip out, Tate and Dex jumped into action. Dex ran out the back way to bury the counterfeiting plates and printing press, and Tate headed for the general store to retrieve the bogus banknote. Snooper and Miss Shucks had almost reached the store.
Oh, that awful man. Why, he might have killed me.
Oh, I saved you. Oh, look back there. That hombre is running away.
We'll let him go.
No, I gotta follow him. You go on and tell Wild Bill all about it.
No, Snooper Jones, you'll come back here. dear. Oh, Jonathan, is Mr. Hickok here?
I'm Hickok, ma'am. What's the matter?
Oh, that man was going to kill me.
What man?
That man at Mr. Tate's office. He's wanted, Marshal, but now he's getting away and Snooper's following him.
Snooper? Hey, Bill, Snooper's in danger.
You say this man was in Tate's office?
Yes. Mr. Tate said he was another client.
Bill, you reckon that means Tate was...
Hold it, partner, hold it. Here comes Tate through the door
now.
All
right, don't any of you move.
Billy's got a gun.
Not a very big one, partner.
It's big enough, Hickok. Jonathan, get the money Miss Shucks paid you and give it to me. The same money.
I was guessing right, Bill. He's one of the counterfeiters.
Looks that way, partner.
Yeah, but you can't prove anything when I get that bill back. Come on, Jonathan, you're wasting my time.
What'll I do, Bill?
Get it for him, Jonathan.
Well, now you're being very intelligent, Hickok.
Yes. The Jingles, you reckon Snooper's up in his roost?
Huh? Oh, hey, I know a good way to find out.
No tricks now. Well, thank you, Jonathan.
Yeah, here they come, Bill.
Hey, what are you... No, you don't!
No, Bill, he's not up there.
That's all right, Jingles. We got our man. Good work. Now, pick up his toy pistol.
Now, Hickok, I can explain everything.
I'll just bet you can. You giving me counterfeits to spend. How could you do that to me?
Oh, be quiet.
All right, I got you covered. Don't anybody move.
Bill, this little derringer at Tate's works pretty good at that. I got him right in the shoulder.
But who's that, Jingle?
That's the man, the wanted man that was going to kill me.
And he's the one that gave me the first $10 banknote you said was a phony.
Well, Tate, what have you got to say?
I say you still haven't got a case, Hickok. I can plead innocence about where those counterfeit bills came from.
I'll bet he can't, Wild Bill. Look what I found, and that's the man on the floor that buried it. I saw him.
Snooper, what's in that box?
I don't know, Gramps. It's locked, but it's heavy.
Here, let me take a look at that.
What do you reckon it is, Bill?
If that Jasper buried it, maybe there's a key in his pocket, huh? Take a look, Jingles.
Oh, I'm getting out of here.
Oh, no, you're not, you crook. Huh? Not till you give me the rest of my money and good money at that. Then you stand right where you are.
Hey, that's right. Nice works, Miss Shucks. Ain't nothing quite so dangerous as a frying pan in a woman's hand.
You find the key, Jingles?
I'm still looking. Uh-oh. Here's a key, Bill.
Yep, it fits all right. Now we'll see what's inside.
What is it, Wild Bill?
Looks like you brought the clinching argument that'll put these two counterfeiters away for a nice long spell, Snooper.
What is it, Bill?
The plates used to print the bogus banknotes, partner.
Whoopee, then I did help you, Wild Bill.
You sure did, Button. But if I were you, I'd wait a while before I started mixing with sure enough outlaws.
Well, don't worry, I will. I'm going to wait until I'm grown up like you and Jingles.
Now, Bill, that's what I call a real smart little Button.
Hey, Jingles, where are you?
I'm up here, Bill.
Well, calm down from there. Right now, we've got to take these Jaspers to jail.
Oh, Jingles, look out!
Now, Jingles, what did you do that for?
I just couldn't resist it, Bill. Snooper had so much fun climbing up there on that shelf of pots and pans and listening. Well, I just had to find out what it was like. And this time I got a good excuse to get out of here before I have to put all that stuff back up there.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Well, folks, that's our Wild Bill Hickok story for today. But we'll be with you again on Friday.
Yes, sir, and we got a story about a different kind of robber this time. Ranch robbers, we call it. The Secret of Sandy Hook.
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Right, it's a great new cereal with the sweetening already on it.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Sugar Corn Pops are great. So long.
See you Friday.
Yes, sir. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Monty Margetts, Fred Howard, Larry Dobkin, and Richard Beals. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Don't forget to listen Friday, same time, same station, when Wild Bill Hickok looks for the secret of Sandy Hook. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal. and Kellogg's Corn Flakes, America's favorite ready-to-eat cereal.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this special episode of OTRWesterns.com. Check out the show notes site, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. We're on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And please rate us on iTunes. Just search OTR Westerns. We have multiple podcasts, so if you subscribe to this specific feed, then please do leave feedback on that one. Rate us high so we can go ahead and get nominated and all that other good stuff. This podcast is copyright 2011 under attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.